This is the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. For the third year in a row, ethanol had a major presence at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota and the legendary Buffalo Chip Campground, where many of the 500,000 bikers who attend the event stay. Renewable Fuels Association Director of Market Development Robert White says their sponsorship at this huge motorcycle event just keeps getting better every year.
Well, I think this year was another great year of promotion. We thank the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and in particular, our presence at the Buffalo Chip is a perfect opportunity to highlight to a crowd the benefits of ethanol, where this is such a patriotic crowd, all talking about American pride, American ingenuity, and here we are on the best products of American horsepower on two wheels. And we're just simply highlighting the fact that ethanol works well, not only in these vehicles, but all the ones they have back home. And we've definitely seen a little more interest from the riders as they walk through gates and see us with t-shirts or see our signs around. And our partnership with the Buffalo Chip continues to get stronger, and we have a much larger presence without spending a lot of more money.
Robert's dad, Jerry White, who's a farmer, ethanol supporter, and executive director for the Kansas Corn Growers, says bikers may be a non-traditional audience for ethanol promotion, but it's an important one.
Especially when we think of issues like E15 coming into the marketplace, we need to think more holistically about consumers and where maybe pushback comes from. And we found out during the E15 discussion that in particularly the boating community and small engine motorcycles and more specialty uses were problem areas. We, of course, have been attempting to address that for years in some of the communications pieces and research studies that we've done. But the reality is you just got to get out amongst them if you want to make progress. And so we've been doing this for a few years, and it has had a positive impact.
Jerry says he and Robert both have motorcycles converted to run on E85. They did it earlier this year and rode them up to Sturgis.
You know, this is really my first major mileage jaunt on E85. Unfortunately, I've had fairly good access to it. You know, in terms of performance, we certainly were able to prove to ourselves, not that we needed to prove to ourselves, that E85 does, of course, work. It does have the power. Actually, it maybe lends itself to motorcycles that typically require higher octane than the average car does. The higher octane in E85 is a nice benefit, but really dramatic is the price difference. Over $1 a gallon difference between E85 and Sturgis this morning and the 91 octane that normally would be put into my bike. So that's a big difference.
The owner of the Buffalo Chip Campground, Woody Woodruff, says the property outside town has been a meeting place for bikers who attend the rally for over 20 years now.
We have 555 acres. We have people coming from all over the planet. And, you know, the common thread is they like motorcycles and they like other people who like motorcycles. And so they come here to walk and talk and make new friends and see old friends. You know, I used to describe it as like a family reunion, except you wanted to go. And I'm the sole owner here, and we've grown every year since 1991.
Woodruff says the Buffalo Chip partnership with the ethanol industry was a natural fit because he's been an ethanol supporter for a long time.
I don't know how many years ago, and I hope it wasn't decades ago. You know, the local Patrons Oil, Cenex Farmers Co-op, fella said, hey, you know, you ought to start using this. And so I did. So I've been using it in my own vehicles for however long that's been, and exclusively. It is less expensive. It seems to work just fine. I get at least as good, if not better, fuel economy. And then when they come along here and offered to help promote events that we're doing, such as a charity with the Legends Ride and other things, I mean, it was just a natural tie-in. And so as it turns out, I think we did have like 60-some vehicles. I'm not sure now we're not over 70 vehicles on this place. And all of them but the diesels, of course, are fueled with ethanol.
The motorcycle rally includes participants from all 50 states and several other countries. Chuck Zimmerman even talked with a couple from Australia at Sturgis.
Richard and Bev Levin, and we're from just south of Brisbane, Queensland, Australia.
The ethanol folks are one of the major sponsors here.
Okay.
I know that you have ethanol blended into your fuel down in Australia. Just what do you think about this alternative fuel, something that we can grow and maybe lessen our dependence a little bit on foreign oil?
I guess we're really going to have to do something about an alternative fuel because I don't think that the oil resources are going to last forever. So we've definitely got to look somewhere else for our fuel needs.
Among the celebrities who attended Sturgis this year was Mrs. South Dakota, Lori Visker, who's a biker herself.
This is my first time to the rally, and it's been an amazing experience for me. I'm a woman rider, so I have my own bike, and so this is the first time for me riding out in the hills, and so it's been a great experience. Everybody here at the Buffalo Chip has just treated me and my husband fantastic, and yeah, it's been a great experience. I can't even believe that it's only Tuesday.
Well, we are in a state where you grow a little bit of corn,
we do.
One of the main sponsors here is ethanol. It's something that we see everywhere around here. Very important to our economy, especially in rural America.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you could make a comment about the idea of seeing some of these bikes out here running on at least a blend of ethanol, which is homegrown fuel.
Well, you know what, especially for us in South Dakota, it's great to give back and because it does so much for the environment as well as, you know, our very own people. And, you know, we got to be able to take care of ourselves and the environment.
One of the big stars at Sturgis is known around the world thanks to his winning appearances on the reality show Survivor and his charity work with troubled teens. His full name is Rupert Bonham, but most people just know him as Rupert. And he's an Indiana native who's a big fan of Indy racing and ethanol.
You know, I come from a state where corn and soybeans are big, where homegrown is a big deal to me. Using the ethanol and going out to the 500, which I love, I've been there for years, you know, I'm a good Hoosier Indy boy. Being able to see those guys out there running with homegrown fuel, it's a beautiful thing.
And that's just a taste of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota and why the ethanol industry has a presence there. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.